Unit 2.1.A, Engagement Patterns of Different Social Groups in Physical Activity and Sport. Number 1. In this recording, I'll discuss the engagement patterns in different sports and physical activity and the factors that affect participation rates across activities. The definition of engagement patterns, also known as participation rates, is the number of people who are involved in sport compared to those who are not. Engagement patterns in physical activity and sport can differ between certain social groups. These social groups are 1. Gender, 2. Age, 3. Ethnicity, 4. Disability, 5. Socioeconomic groups. We feature in a multiple of these social groups. Gender, age, ethnicity and disability are also discussed in more detail in recordings 2, 3 and 4. However, I'll discuss socioeconomic groups now. Socioeconomic groups relates to our economic status or class. So we may associate horse riding and rowing to a higher class society and football and rugby with all classes. More people from higher socioeconomic groups participate in sport than those from lower socioeconomic groups. This was reflected in Rio 2016 when 32% of 130 Olympic medalists attended fee-paying schools. Private schools are known for their outstanding facilities, for example, rowing lakes, sailing facilities and equestrian centres and high-level coaches, whereas sports such as football can be accessed from anywhere. Therefore, your socioeconomic group can influence participation. Unit 2.1.A, Engagement Patterns of Different Social Groups in Physical Activity and Sport. Factors affecting participation in sport. So there are 14 factors that can affect our participation in sport. These factors are age, gender, ethnicity, religion or culture, family, education, time, cost and income, disability, opportunity, discrimination, environment and climate, media coverage and role models. I'm going to discuss how each factor may affect participation and provide supporting examples to support each factor. So the first factor I'm going to discuss is age. Age can determine which sports or activities you are more likely to participate in. Older people, for example 50 plus, often like less strenuous activities. For example, lawn bowls, golf, walking and hiking, and cycling, as they are more physically limited. In comparison, children, teenagers and young adults are more likely to participate in games competitions, for example football, hockey and rugby, as it requires a higher physical demand. I'm now going to provide a sporting example. Age would act as a barrier to an elderly person with health issues and lack of mobility who is interested in taking part in a local football tournament, as it involves too much running and contact. Some fitness competitions, such as weightlifting or marathons, also have minimum age limits, which could act as a barrier, as younger people could potentially injure themselves as they are not physically strong enough as they are still growing and developing. The second factor I'm going to discuss is gender. It is known that more men have a higher interest in sport as both participants and spectators. Gender may affect participation rates, especially for women, for a number of reasons. First of all, most professional sportsmen receive more money and TV coverage than sportswomen. Secondly, more gender stereotypes around some sports still exist. For example, football and rugby are masculine sports and gymnastics is feminine. This could put some people off participating as they fear discrimination and ridicule from their peers. Finally, there may also be a lack of opportunity to take part for some sexes due to their popularity. So I'm now going to provide a sporting example. Gender would act as a barrier to a woman who wants to play rugby, as there are no ladies' teams in her area. A teenage boy may want to take up netball, but there are no clubs locally which support this. The final factor I'm going to discuss in this recording is ethnicity. Ethnicity is another factor that may affect participation rates in some sports or activities. Some ethnic groups have a high regard for some sports rather than others, and this may influence participation. There may also be a lack of role models in certain sports and some may feel a lack of belonging in these areas. So a sporting example may be, ethnicity would act as a barrier to an Asian teenager who would like to take up swimming, but there is a lack of role models. Unit 2.1.A, Engagement Patterns of Different Social Groups in Physical Activity and Sport. In the last recording, I discussed the three factors, age, gender and ethnicity, and how they may affect engagement and participation rates in some sports and activities. In this recording, we are going to discuss the factors religion and culture, family and education. So the fourth factor is religion and culture. Each culture has its own set of popular sports. So for example, here in the UK, this is probably football and rugby, whereas in India it is cricket, and in North America it may be American football, baseball and basketball. So for example, culture would impact a British teenager who may be interested in taking up baseball. However, the lack of opportunity in Britain prevents this from happening. Some cultures and religions could act as a barrier and prevent those within religion or culture from taking part. So a sporting example may be due to the Islamic religion, Muslim women have to cover up their bodies, which may impact them from taking up gymnastics or swimming, as they make them show their body parts, which is against their religious beliefs. Another example is during the religious festival of Ramadan. People are not allowed to eat food or drink during daylight, which may lead them to having little energy when taking up sports, which may therefore affect their participation during these months. The fifth factor I'm going to discuss is family. So family can have a great influence on participation rates in sport and physical activity. Children from a sporty family are more likely to be involved and encouraged to take part than those who are not. Families also pay for the equipment, membership and transport for young people to engage in sport. Therefore, if a family is more financially stable, the child may be more likely to participate. So a sporting example could be a family would act as a positive factor to a young girl whose parents take and pay for her to attend a gymnastics club 3 times a week. However, family can also act in a negative way if family members have unrealistic expectations and put pressure on their children, which may cause the young person to lose interest. The final factor I'm going to discuss in this recording is education. Education may positively impact participation rates, as the lessons, extracurricular clubs or school teachers may encourage students to take up sports inside or outside of school. A teacher who made the lessons fun and engaged pupils may cause a positive attitude for students towards physical activities, encouraging them to take part in more sports, if that's inside or outside of school. Some schools also have fantastic facilities where pupils can take part in a number of different sports that they would not usually be able to access. For example, some schools have swimming pools, trampolines, or even rock climbing facilities, which may influence participation. So a sporting example could be education would act as a positive influence on a female student who started playing football in her PE lessons and was then recommended to join a local sports club in the community after showing progress and enjoyment by her PE teacher. However, this may not be the case in all schools or places of education, as some schools may have basic facilities or a small number of staff or coaches. Opportunity may be decreased for some students due to limited extracurricular available, so students cannot broaden their sporting experiences. Unit 2.1.A. Engagement patterns of different social groups in physical activity and sport. So far in this unit, I have discussed the social groups we are a part of which may affect participation, and 6 of the 14 factors that can affect participation rates. In this recording, I'm going to discuss the impact of time, cost and disposable income, and disability. So the first factor I'm going to discuss in this recording is time. Sport takes up time. Therefore, in order to participate in sport, we need to have the time to do this. Time may be limited due to work, school, or family commitments. Therefore, participation levels may suffer. However, for somebody without these commitments, for example, a child who has lots of free time in the evening and weekends, can participate in sport at their local club. I'm now going to provide 2 sporting examples for time. So, number 1. Time would act as a barrier to a shift worker who would like to train for a triathlon, but finds fitting in training difficult due to their work patterns. Number 2. Time would be a positive factor for a 14-year-old teenager who can attend rugby training and matches every week, as they have much more free time after school and weekends due to a structured routine. The second factor I'm going to discuss is cost and disposable income. So cost and disposable income could be a large factor and barrier to somebody's participation. Some sports require expensive equipment. For example, skiing requires skis, ski helmets, padding, access to the facilities and ski slopes. Sailing, which requires access to a lake, a boat itself, life jackets and membership to a sailing club. Therefore, if a person who does not have a disposable income or a secure financial situation, access to these sports is difficult and therefore reduced. To participate in some activities, you need to pay a membership fee, which may be expensive. For example, a gym membership, a membership to a golf club, or equestrian centres. Not only paying to take part in the sport, but travelling to and from the activity and fixtures also costs money, especially for sports such as winter or water sports. I'm now going to provide you with two sporting examples. Cost would act as a barrier for a girl who wants to take up horse riding, but her parents can't afford the riding lessons or the expensive equipment. A boy who would like to take up ski racing can't, as his parents can't afford transport to a snow centre, lessons or the expensive equipment. The ninth factor, and the third factor I'm going to talk about in this recording, is disability. There are many reasons as to why somebody with a disability may find it difficult to access or want to take part in sport. People with a disability may find it difficult to access transport to get them to the facilities, especially if they are far away. There are also not as many opportunities and clubs available for disabled people to participate. And some disabled people may not be able to find a suitable activity that accommodates their condition and needs, and therefore cannot participate. So again, I'm going to provide you some sporting examples to demonstrate how disability may impact participation. So disability would act as a barrier to a wheelchair user who wants to play basketball, but the local club is too far away. Another sporting example may be disability would act as a barrier to a visually impaired footballer, as there are no clubs within a 20-mile radius which accommodates their condition. Disability sports are increasing in popularity with the increased interest in Paralympic sports and TV coverage, which may encourage some people to participate. Unit 2.1.A. Engagement patterns of different social groups in physical activity and sport. During this recording, I'm going to discuss a further three factors that can affect participation. These factors are opportunity and access, discrimination, and environment and climate. The first factor I'm going to discuss is opportunity and access. Opportunity and access would include the number of clubs available in the local area, facilities, and what is included at the actual facility. Facilities need to be easily accessible. The easier facilities are to get to, the more likely they'll be used. For example, an ice skating rink in a rural area, which is difficult to drive to, will not gain much interest and will not be used as often as one in a town centre with a large car park. Another example is a teenage girl who would like to take up skiing, but there are no snow centres nearby, or a boy who would like to take up cricket, but the local cricket club shut down, therefore access is limited. For those who cannot drive or own a car may find it difficult to access any kind of sporting facility. Some local authorities may lay on a transport service to visit a sports facility so elderly can catch a specifically run bus to the local leisure centre. The quality of the facilities also influences how many people take part. The bigger the facility, the more people you can use it and participate. It is also important that the facility accommodates the needs of the individuals it is catered towards. A sporting example which highlights this is opportunity and access would act as a positive factor to a disabled or elderly person using a swimming pool with a hoist that allows them to get in and out. Some gyms and leisure centres also have time specifically for juniors or elderly to encourage their participation and interest. The next factor I'm going to discuss is discrimination. Unfortunately, some people may experience discrimination in sport which will prevent them from wanting to take part. This can be experienced in regards to gender, ethnicity, sexuality or religion. This fear can put people off sports, especially sports that have a history of discrimination. For example, racism in football. We still see this today with even the top Premier League clubs experiencing racism from the fans in the crowd. The FA and the scheme Kick It Out have worked towards removing this from the sport. I'm now going to provide two sporting examples where discrimination may be seen. So discrimination would act as a barrier to a male dancer whose family object to his dancing, saying that he should take part in rugby or football instead. Number two, discrimination would act as a barrier to a female rugby player whose friends associate the sport with males and comment on her gender and even possible sexuality. The final factor and 11th factor that may affect participation is environment and climate. Participating in certain sports can be influenced on where you live. Some sports require certain environments and climates, for example surfing, skiing, rowing and even mountain biking. This can cause some sports to be regionalised and can reduce the opportunity for individuals to take part. For example, Somebody who lives in the countryside with mountain bike trails is more likely to take up the sport than somebody who lives in a city centre who would have to travel to access the sport. Environment and climate would act as a barrier to a child who wants to take up skiing. There are less opportunities in the UK and would therefore have to travel to one of the few snow centres in the UK or abroad to ski. Unit 2.1.A. Engagement patterns of different social groups in physical activity and sport. So far, I have discussed 12 of the 14 factors that may impact participation of sport and physical activity. The remaining two factors are media coverage and role models. The first factor I'm going to discuss is media coverage. Media coverage plays a very important and key role in shaping attitudes and encouraging people to take part in sport. Media coverage allows people to see sport and spikes an interest in some of these sports. Media can be in the form of social media, TV, newspaper and radio. Some sports receive a great deal of coverage. For example, football in the UK is highly televised. However, this is not the case for all sports. Therefore, they will not receive as much exposure or money to be able to encourage people to try it. Male sports receives much more coverage than female sport, which means girls receive less encouragement and access to role models as boys do. For example, there are low levels of televised hockey and netball. But in the recent years, we have seen an increase of televised women's football, which has led to an increase of females wanting to participate at their local clubs. I'm now going to provide a sporting example. Media coverage would act as a positive factor to a young footballer, as they can watch it on TV or hear about it on the radio. This promotes their interests, access to role models, and therefore increases their chance of participation. The final factor I'm going to discuss is role models. The qualities some athletes hold, for example hard work, determination and passion for their sport, makes them very good role models and young people look up to these. For example, Harry Kane, Steph Horton, Katarina Johnson-Thompson. This can encourage participation as children can be inspired by their actions and decide to take up their sport to be just like them. However, not all athletes are positive role models and may influence negative behaviour such as swearing at officials or referees, spitting or even copying them cheat. I'm now going to provide a sporting example. Role models would act as a positive influence to a young person who watches the track cyclist Laura Kenny succeed and is inspired by her actions leading them to take up the sport. Another example would be role models would act in a negative way if a young person watches a footballer on TV swear at a referee and disagree with their decisions. They may then replicate this behaviour and take it into their match at the weekend.